Today we spend time embracing words which teach, inspire, and lead. And there are the words of Donald Trump, his followers, and his apologists. Donald J. Trump inspired and incited the rioters that we saw on January 6th and continue to see rise up with anger and threats after that day. And these terrorists and criminals, they actually call themselves patriots, similar to those from 1776. That is you. Allow me to inform you of something. You're not. You see, the men and women of 1776 were guided by facts and reality. The Capitol domestic terrorist rioters were filled with lies. They were filled with lies by, among others, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy, Mo Brooks, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Lindsey Powell, Lynn Wood, Rudy Giuliani, Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Donald J. Trump. Yes, in my opinion, these individuals are liars whose lies cost lives, attacked America, and caused people to doubt what is the most solid election process in the world. I'll say it again. In my opinion, the individuals whose names I just recited are liars. And as far as the domestic terrorist rioters, they need to find better news sources than what crazy people post on Facebook, courtesy of WeLoveTrump.com, when the subject of banning Donald Trump from ever holding public office at any level comes up, I've heard Trump sycophants, radio, TV hosts, politicians claim that's unconstitutional. These same people say that Trump can and should pardon himself to erase both of his impeachments. Well, apparently those people never read the Constitution. Let me fill you in. Article 2, Section 2 says that no one can be pardoned of impeachment. Then, backing up to Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, that allows for anyone convicted of impeachment to be disqualified from holding, quote, any office of honor, trust, or profit. So I guess you could say these Trump constitutional scholars are calling the Constitution unconstitutional. Many of these same Republicans still cower in fear at the mention of Trump's name, believing that his influence within the GOP is going to continue. It'll be kind of tough to maintain any kind of influence anywhere when you're repeatedly sitting at the defense table in courtrooms. We'll look into his future. All that being said, we will survive this. The reality of a growing number of the domestic terrorist rioters is now the legal system, and you know what? Trump is not going to pay for their lawyer, even though some actually believe that's what's going to happen. Those in the Capitol and those threatening further violence today, tomorrow, Wednesday, beyond that perhaps, they're not Americans by any definition. That's why, thankfully, the America, as envisioned by her founders, will recover and flourish peacefully once again.